Experience worship. True worship. Experience the Word, bringing you wholeness. Experience the warmth of fellowship. Experience wholeness at Lighthouse. Join us every Sunday and Wednesday at The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. Visit our website at www.lighthouseng.org or contact us at info@lighthouseng.org. The Lighthouse, lighting your pathway to destiny.
I'll start tonight from 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Thank you. I'm going to start from 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God. Now, when you switch to easy-to-read version, it says, I don't mean that we are able to do anything good ourselves. It is God who makes us able to do all that we do. When you switch to Good News Translation, it says, there is nothing in us that allows us to claim that we are capable of doing this work. The capacity we have comes from God. Hallelujah. I'll just read a few more translations or versions. It says, NCV. It says, we are not saying that we can do this work ourselves. We are not saying that we can do these works ourselves. It is God who makes us able to do all that we do. You know, I'll end with TPT version. He says, yet we don't see ourselves as capable enough to do anything in our own strength. For our true competence flows from God's empowering presence. Our true competence flows from God's empowering presence. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, I'm just going to be speaking on grace for divine perfection. Grace for divine perfection. Grace for divine perfection. God, through the instrumentality of his servant, has declared this year as our year of divine perfection, year of divine completion, year of divine, you know, wholeness, where nothing is missing and nothing is broken. And you see, there are 12 prophetic signposts that God gave to us to interpret the context or what he has in mind when he said divine perfection. When we look at, you know, the phrase divine perfection, right? And we give a definition to it to say that it means completeness, it means wholeness. But you see, as far as God is concerned, from his own perspective, he has put definitions to what the divine perfection means for us as a church. And it's summarized in the 12 prophetic signposts. Hallelujah. So you have it on the screen. Hallelujah. So the implication is that every single prophetic word that you see in these 12 prophetic signposts are critical elements of the phrase divine perfection. So each time the word divine perfection comes to your mind, you are expected to be able to interpret that word or that phrase in the light of these prophetic words. So what it means is that as far as God is concerned, he has defined this year, and not just this year, this decade for us, and he has summarized it in these prophetic words. That there's going to be emergence of new businesses. Somebody needs a place to say amen. Existing businesses will be enlarged. New ministries will be born. There will be divine establishments. Strategic placement. Maybe I've not mentioned the one you want. Developmental projects. Unprecedented favor. Generational blessings will be activated. Mission-driven people will emerge. Financial stewardship baton will be passed. That one is a bit louder. Emergence of worshippers. Harvest of the herd. Glory to God. Now, each time we see those words, they are expected to trigger something in our hearts, expected to resonate in our hearts, that this is the counsel of God for us at a time like this. Now, there is an outline that we're going to be sharing with every one of us that, you know, help us appreciate what each of these, you know, signposts mean. But tonight, because of time, I won't be doing a deep dive into each of those things. But I'm going to be speaking more from the angle of the fact that when God gives a word, what he does is he releases the power to get results in line with that word. Every word that proceeds from God, it's an empowerment to get results in the line of that word. So when God says that it's time for divine perfection, that prophetic word becomes an empowering, becomes an enablement to be able to fulfill that prophetic word. Hallelujah. When you see, I want us to see 2 Corinthians. We're still in 2 Corinthians. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. 2 Corinthians chapter 9. Verse 8. It says, and God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things may have an abundance for every good work. Now, God is able to make all grace abound towards you that brings about sufficiency. Now, remember we read in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5, the fact that on our own we are not sufficient. On our own we are not capable. So because we are not capable on our own, God is able to make all grace that brings us into that point of being capable. Hallelujah. Now, when God gives prophetic words, the implication of it is that there are actually elements of that word that is not finding expression in the life of his people at that time. So when God brought the word to the children of Israel, go forward, it's because they were dwelling too long on that mountain. And the next instruction for them was to go forward. And that word, since they received it, it activated the power to break every barrier that could have stopped them from going forward. Hallelujah. The prophetic word parted the Red Sea for them. The prophetic word parted Jordan for them. The prophetic word took down the wall of Jericho for them because they got the word from God. Hallelujah. So every time there is a word released from God, it's actually an enablement, an empowering for God to his children to move in the direction that they've not been moving before. So God has recognized that at this time, at this present time in our own life, as a people, as a community of believers within Lighthouse, he brought these words to us such that the 12 disciples caters to everyone in one position or the other. So within the prophetic words, you can locate yourself to see that, am I at a point where I need to start a new business? Or perhaps for you, you started a new business, your business needs to be strengthened. Or perhaps yours is you are on a career path and you need some strategic placement. Or you need some unprecedented favor to gain access into new doors. Hallelujah. Or you've even been operating business and you've been trying, you have that strong desire to be a blessing, to be generous, to, you know, to give towards the cause of the kingdom, and you've been finding it difficult, but it's brought the word that financial stewardship baton is being passed on. Hallelujah. Or you've been at a point where you've been struggling to win souls, struggling to get people into the, struggling to influence people for Christ. He says, there has come a time for the harvest of the earth. And he has brought the word to us because he has earmarked us as individuals that we bring to pass those words. Hallelujah. So each time the word of God comes to a people, it's an empowering for them to move in that direction. So it's possible for someone to be struggling to start a business. I mean, literally struggling to start a business. Trying to get fund, try to even come up with the model. It's not even, you know, trying to get the idea, try to. So you see a lot of people who are on a career path and they know it's time to leave, it's time to switch. But it's difficult for them to switch because there is no light as to what exactly will they do if they quit that job. They have a very strong feeling within themselves that I need to start. I mean, I've overstayed here. I need to start a business. But because there is no clarity, they can't start something. Now, what it means is that that person is not capable of fulfilling that mission. There is need for the grace to be released to push that person. And that's why the prophetic word has come as an enabler. Now, I want you to just follow me closely within these few minutes that we have. Because you see, it's possible to actually have the prophetic word that is an enabler, and yet you are not getting results. It's possible to have the provision that God has made, but yet, as someone who has been blessed with the prophetic word, the result is not forthcoming. So the issue is not that the word was not released. The issue is not that the word was not from God. But there are certain underlying elements that does not allow the prophetic word that has been released to actually find expression in the life of people. So the first thing is to be able to recognize, to be able to reckon that God has estranged my life before he brought those words to me. So God had looked at my life at this present time, at this point in time, and see that, hey, I am within Lighthouse, and I am someone that needs to be strategically located. I'm within Lighthouse. I'm someone that has been struggling with certain developmental projects that needs to be accomplished. And he brought those words my way. So our response, our positioning, our alignment to this word is what influences the kind of results that we get from it. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, there are times that people try to get stuff done. So one of the things, you know, that I've experienced is I've seen what it's like to try to get things done by human effort, and I've seen what it's like to experience God opening door. they are two different things. I don't know if you've tried to assess certain opportunities before. And you do everything possible. You know, you put together a very, very strong application, very strong essay, very strong tender. You look at everything, English, everything well done. You really vet everything. And at the end of the day, you are surprised that no, if at all anybody should be shortlisted or anyone should be picked for that opportunity, it should be you. Because as far as all the requirements is concerned, in fact, you exceeded it. And you see, the truth is, there are people that their experience has been like that. Personally, I've experienced it. I can relate to, I know what it means to be in that position where you feel that, no, God has to be unfair, you know, for this thing not to come to you. But you see, the reality is that there is a capacity that is deficient at that time. There is an ability to get that thing that is not available at that time. And no matter what you do, when you don't have the ability, it's just like someone trying to open a door, you don't have a key, and you want to open a iron door. How will you open it? A gate as simple as our gate here, lighthouse gate. That gate is a simple gate. You can look through and you see what is behind it. Right? If perhaps you come here, you park your car here, and you come here on a day and the security guards are not there, all you just be doing is to be looking through. You can't remove the gate. You can't unplug the padlock. You can see clearly that, hey, that's my car. You know, and you're just like, where are these guys? Where are they? You know, but you can't assess it because at that time you don't have that capacity. And the capacity, you know, as far as that gate is concerned, is a simple thing. If it's a small boy that comes here with that simple thing, he unlocks it. But someone who has all the big whatever will get there and will be stranded because he does not have it. Hallelujah. So God brings prophetic words as keys to assess the things he has promised. So they are keys. They are the capacity that grant us access into things that the world has promised. They grant us access into the things that the world has promised. You see, but unfortunately, the reason why people don't get to assess the opportunities that God has promised is because we don't take time to understand. One of the things is that we don't take time to understand the prophetic words. Now, when God gives a word, he expects us to take time to meditate on that word. That's why he said in Joshua chapter 1, verse 8, he says, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, and you shall be careful to observe to do according to all that is written in it. He says, for then you will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success, meaning you'll be successful in everything that you do. But you see, the condition is that you must meditate on it day and night. What does meditation do? Meditation helps us have understanding. You know, the interpretation or the meaning meditation, it's also from the same word used for regurgitation. So if you know about animals that chew their cuds, like, you know, like cows, like goats, you know, by the time they go out in the field and they're just picking up the grasses, or it could even be maybe some of these shafts that you prepared for them, they just pick it up. Now, that's the regular layer. You just hear the word. Right on, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Oh, God bless you, Pastor. You know, you just speak the word. But you see, that does not necessarily mean that the cow will be well fed by just speaking all of those things in the field. By the time the cow gets back into a convenient place where it's undisturbed, then he sits down, pull back everything that he has taken in, and now start chewing it properly. Because Because until there is a proper chewing, those things cannot be digested into his bloodstream. Those things cannot be injected into his body. And you see, this is the same process that happens when we sit down to think upon, to think over, to reflect upon the word that God has brought our way. When God says that a new business will be established, you need to take that word. For someone who has been trying to start something, to take that word. Say, God, you've said it, that a new business will be established. I want to understand what exactly is your counsel for me as far as this is concerned. Hallelujah. Isaiah chapter 43. It says, remember not the former thing, neither consider the things of old. So, what you know how to do is that, you know, you just go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know, all through the week, and somebody does the alert, bang, bang, and you are okay. You know, you don't know how the marketing is done. You don't know anything. All you just focus on is your own technical expertise. That's how you've been doing. But he's saying that, hey, a new business will be established. And he's bringing you into context to say that, see, don't consider all you've been doing this thing. I'm going to do something new. Now it's going to spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will make a way in the wilderness. That means the way it's going to happen is such that it's not going to be like the regular. And waters in the desert. You see, by the time we'll now spend time reflecting that, God, you said it, I believe you, and I trust you for clarity on how to go about those things. Then you start releasing words.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,